All right, I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission for Thursday, March 12, 2020. Present are Commissioners Gorganian, Karoff, Smilage, and myself, Garaducci. First item is application 20.823, 374 Congress Street, and the proposed work is at the Boston Wharf Road facade. Ground level, ratify existing patio doors and fenestration, entry door configuration and signage, reclad entry door and wood infill, and install light fixture. So, you just introduce yourself.
Bill Whitlock.
Okay.
I don't know that we need to go through all of the song and dance. I think I've done it like four times with you guys in terms of...
Please don't.
Yeah,
just whatever.
So, what's salient? There was a meeting before where you guys met, basically said all of the issues surrounding the...
is it clean?
I'm the first. Good. The issues in the patio, as approved, will be corrected when the patio is completed. Mm-hmm. And we agree with that. And we will do that. hopefully, they've got the approval for that today to begin that. And the two issues that remain unresolved are the door, the entry door, and the patio doors. And that's what we're here today. Six through these. Okay, so these are the existing conditions that we have today. So the existing entry door, which is unsatisfactory for us as well, I'm very disappointed with how that turned out. The door is smaller than it was originally designed for, partly because the door is massive. It is already 4 feet wide and 8 feet high. To have created a door that filled the whole opening was, as the original design was conceived, the door wouldn't have been able to be opened, and so the out-of-town designers made an audible, inspection done, and then the infill was just made in a dark wood, which looks pretty bad. What we're proposing there is, and this is a close-up of that of the copper as it's patinaed, which is similar to a look that we talked about it being dark, a little darker than this. Could be made darker than this if that was desired. But what we're proposing is to take that existing wood surround around that door and basically clad it in the same finish and let it weather just the same. And so you would get that large industrial looking door that we had hoped for the last time we met. The sign panel over the door. Originally, there was a big trellis piece that was extended out from the doorway. That was all eliminated. And with it, the sign that was on it, which was an illuminated sign and also bells and whistles. What we're proposing is just a very simple sign which matches the signs that wrap around the building and a very simple light fixture. We have in the sheet, but it's easier to see here. It's a very simple LED bar in a dark bronze finish. There. And then the other item were the patio doors. When we were here the last, I think many times ago, we had submitted two schemes for the for the patio doors. One was this scheme. It's in the old scheme. The other scheme had doors which are similar to the doors that are at row 34, which have large panels on the bottom and smaller openings at the top, not dissimilar to our entry door. There was some confusion on my part, I should say, that the wording of the approval was that there was a preference for the doors that had the solid bottoms and the punched opening tops. And I took that as well, we talked about both of them in the meeting, and there was a preference. My client really wanted to do more window, the larger windows, and asked to do that. We submitted a drawing to staff, and at that time we were told to proceed. What we'd like to propose, because I know this came up in the last meeting, is to take drawing in, to take the windows as they've been, ignore the planters, take the windows from our previous design and basically paint them to match the dark bronze of the windows above. They're currently red, that matches City Tap next door. We understand that's not desirable, that's fine. And what we're proposing is that we paint those doors to, again, to match the windows that are above. It's a dark, you know, classic dark bronze.
Paint the doors, the
paint the frames of
frames.
The doors. Yeah, paint the frames of the doors to the right there.
Are they metal or wood?
They are aluminum. The windows above are a combination. There's on the left, they're aluminum. Up higher in the building, they are aluminum. And then the trim is painted dark bronze as well. So we would basically be matching the existing trim windows, even though they're multiple materials. This is the old, and then this is the wind doors we're talking about. Painting, cladding, and then...
And the cladding is just on their surround. Or is it on the door as well?
The door is currently clad.
Oh, okay.
And so we would be cladding to match the door. So there's the detail of that finish. You get a sense of how, and that's just going to continue to gray up. That copper will have the great acid wash of the Midwest power plants will continue to add to our patina and getting browner and browner as we go. So that is that's the proposal that we're suggesting, and I do want to tell you that my client is they want to do the right thing. They realize in the process of transition of ownership that there was some serious missteps, and they're going to do whatever you guys recommend. But they, in a matter of course, they wanted to present this proposal as a potential alternate.
So have all these doors now been, or is this just a prototype that's up?
That all the doors are installed, yeah, as is shown here. There's actually two windows that were not replaced, that were just painted. So there's two of the old historic windows.
There's a pointer on that. Then, yes, at the top.
Aha! Beautiful. This window and this window. I'm sorry. This window and this window remain, and this was actually between the door. So there's a total of three of these doors that are in discussion.
All right, and then the canopy was not there last time you were here.
The canopy has been, this canopy has been removed.
Has been?
From the project.
Put in?
No, we're not building it.
You're not. Oh,
we're
I thought there, I thought you had a rent. I thought it was an actual photograph, but that was a
rendering. No, it was just a whiz bang.
Early one.
Yeah. So this is not being installed. This sign is not being installed. These posts are different planters, but with no logos on them. But other than that, what we're asking for is basically this front door and the other door to be this one to be altered, so basically clad in the perimeter, and then the panels on the right there, the panels on the right to be painted up dark bronze.
And the signage.
And a small sign band which matches the signs that go down Congress Street.
And is there any lighting?
No, it has this light below it, which just shines back on. It's a small LED of very low wattage.
It shines down on the door.
Actually, it just shines back at it. So it's mounted below it, and it shines back at it. It's really hard to see this drawing. It's quite small. But it runs in this band between the sign and the door, and it shines back and up at it. It only projects out.
It's illuminating the sign. Is that
it? Just illuminates this sign. That's all it does.
All right, and then so now I thought there was an issue. We had approved the planters lining the walkway going up to the door as a temporary thing.
Correct.
Until what? Something
until there's some grade issues that need to be
right,
resolved
okay.
in the corner, and that will be done as part of the patio improvements.
But that's not been done yet.
That has not been done yet.
All right.
They hopefully were able to pull that permit today or tomorrow.
And then the planters themselves
will be replaced.
They will be replaced, even though right now they look like they've been stained and varnished and stuff. But that's not their permanent.
No, okay. Temporary.
And you haven't yet put in the posts for the lights.
No, but those will be done in the I-beams.
All right.
Yep.
So, all right, is that it?
That's it.
So I'm trying to get a timeline here. You know, we approved what's up on above here, this drawing, which is option B. And so what I don't understand is what part of that didn't whoever was translating that understand to the point where they went with option A.
There was confusion on my part. As I said, we had discussions in the meeting, pros and cons to those. And then when I got the report back, it said there was a preference towards option B, I believe.
Preference? I'm surprised it would have been.
And so my client really wanted the other one. And I went back to the staff with the drawings, and they said, "Oh, it's his preference." So they said, "Okay, go ahead and proceed."
Yeah. Well, here's the
we understand that the problematics with that, and we're willing to do the other. We strongly prefer this because it's a lot more glassy and inviting and all the rest. But we understand.
But it has nothing to do with the historic context of the building. That's the point.
But I think if they're willing to do what we want, then.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
we're
going to be having another application coming up tonight that has similar issue here. So to allow option A to go through would be remiss here, because this is such a visual piece to this building. My feeling would be to go with option to do option B.
Mm-hmm. For those three storefronts there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in terms of the door, I guess cladding it in the metal. What is the metal itself? Is it
it's copper.
There it is, copper.
Yeah.
And it's not, obviously it's not laminated or anything, or not laminated, but sealed
right.
of any kind.
No,
so,
it's
raw. So it'll just continue to.
Yeah, so it's like this and getting more so every day.
Mm-hmm. And then paving hasn't been done yet either, right?
That's, no. Okay. We need the permit for that.
So. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, I don't... I guess that would be an appropriate solution for that expanse of surround to clad it in this copper as well, in that same sort of pieces, you know, so it has like an overlap of...
Right.
So what about any... You guys have any...
Well, I'm confused about the light fixture. This says including installing a light fixture. Mary, is that the one?
So that light fixture that Bill is pointing out has not yet been installed. Right now there are two LED fixtures above the door that are coming down as part of the approval that I just issued. So
okay.
They're proposing the new light fixture in lieu of those existing light fixtures.
And what's the size of the new one?
It is... the width of it is 31 inches, and the height of it, the back plate, is 4.5 inches, but it's basically an inch and a half in height. So it's a line.
And it's tilted back, so it doesn't...
It's canted back.
So it's not going to be in your face when you come down or walk down the thing. Although it shows up as a couple of white lines there, but...
Actually, this is an old rendering. Technically, that's not representing it. That's too big.
It's in the center of the transom.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does show in my drawing. It's too small. So it's
down to the bottom?
Bottom
right?
Yeah, there it is. Right?
Oh, all right.
It's about as long as the word pink taco, and it's intended to illuminate that.
Yeah, as long as all we're seeing is the light and not the source of it, I think that's...
That is as subtle as I could do.
Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts about this? Is there public comment on this? No comments. All right, so we have to, the application is for the door, the sign, the light, and then the door, the...
Two doors, right?
The two doors, yeah, the longer garage doors, if you want to call them that, so...
Three sets of those.
Actually,
four. And what are in the middle two?
Middle two are existing, windows that we painted.
All right.
Well, didn't you say the last one was a...
It is a door.
It is a door.
So we have one, two, three, four doors.
Four doors. Four openings.
And these open vertically, right?
Yes.
Okay, so on option B, certainly the preference would be, I don't know if it was specified here, but certainly the preference would be for that to be wood. Is that what the intention of that was going to be?
They certainly could be. I think they would want to be structural.
Yeah.
It would be difficult to do them otherwise, so that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is so much more in character with this vernacular of this building and what perhaps a standard or, you know, a typical loading bay would have been like.
Coloration.
And the color, well, I don't know if it needs to do, I guess, I don't know what's surrounding it.
I think in the original approval you had specified it should be
bronze.
To match
yeah, above. Framing. Yeah, since this is a kind of one opening, maybe that should be bronze, yeah. All right. So, if that's all we have comments, we can then make a motion on that? With the proviso? Anybody?
So except with the proviso that the option that was option B that was the original decision is going to be installed, that the cladding, and the door be wood, right?
Yeah.
And the cladding,
are you talking about the front door now, the cladding? Or?
Right, because if option B is installed as directed, then that's all that needs to be said about that. Is that correct?
Yes. And it would, the assumption is that it'll be wood and painted the same bronzy color as the windows above it.
Right. Okay. And the other door, it's just about, is to be recladded, right? And
what we're recommending?
The surround
would be reclad.
Yeah. Yeah. The door would stay. This is what it is, and then it would be that same copper clad. And
And then the lighting.
And then the lighting fixture as shown. I think that.
Which was your application, right? Yes. So that's not a proviso. Okay. Sign and the lighting is fine.
Yeah. So that would be the motion with those provisos.
Is the color of the cladding copper as well?
Yes, it would be copper material, and hopefully that it would age in a similar way. Now, there are ways actually of speeding that up too.
If you want the color to be darker,
more green patina on it is what you can do. But that's
I think they like that coloration they've got.
All right. Second.
Second.
All right. Gurganian.
Yes.
Karoff.
Yes.
Smilich.
Yes.
Also, Commissioner Rohde joined us too. So. Commissioner Rohde?
Yes.
And myself, Barry Bucci. Yes. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Next is application 20.856, 26, 30, and 36 Thompson Place. The proposed work is at the 26 Thompson Place ground level modified facade and install new windows and entry doors. At the 30 Thompson Place facade, remove a storefront system and install an entry and replace two overhead doors with new doors and infill. At 36 Thompson facade, remove five windows, modify the openings and install two entry doors and three new storefront windows. So if you can introduce
myself. Nate Turner with Margulies Bruzzi Architects, and I'm here with Paul Connolly from Crosspoint Associates, who's representing building ownership. So we are here to talk about three separate buildings as they relate to one another and as they relate to the overall street, which are 26, 30, and 36 Thompson Place. So just to make sure that we're getting our frame of reference here, Thompson Place is on the northeast edge of the district. We have been in here before with other projects on Thompson Place, and we are basically showing a collection of existing current day photos. We're starting with 26 Thompson in the top left. Here you have a combination of 26 and 30 Thompson in the top right. Here's the other portion of 30 Thompson. This is why we broke it up, just to highlight the fact that there's a formal building lobby entrance flanked by two loading bays on the right. And here is 36 Thompson Place in the lower right-hand corner.
And the Trader Joe's is further down the street
exactly.
On that photo?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So just to give you a little bit of direction here, that's the Yotel in the, kind of in the background,
okay.
And Trader Joe's is at the far corner. So we have kind of a mixture of openings that have happened over time, and basically what we're looking to do is take advantage of the existing proportions of the openings, keep the brick piers in place, and try to introduce a more glass for a retail environment to continue the activation of the pedestrian environment. So here's an overall image that we can circle back to later on if we need to, but I just wanted to wanted to illustrate the amount of glass that we are hoping to achieve on the ground level here to allow natural light in and to connect passersby with what's going on.
And so it's those three buildings, not the fourth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. This is just shown here for context, mm-hmm. the edge of 44. Okay. So as we work our way along, we have on the bottom an image showing the existing glass and aluminum storefronts that we would like to remove and introducing new glass and aluminum storefronts to expand the existing openings. Going building by building, we're showing a side-by-side comparison starting with 26 Thompson. And the idea here is that, looking at this middle bay here, we are introducing a second separate entry for a retail environment and introducing a little glass below the existing windowsill. I don't know if it's helpful to kind of stop along the way or just go.
No, okay, so the right, the rendering on the left is what you're proposing, and the right
exactly.
is what's existing now. Okay.
Correct.
So, all right, so you're reincorporating the center division then in that center.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And then dropping the sill to the side.
And putting
to the left.
Exactly, correct, yep. Here's a rendering of how it would look. And moving to 30, on the right, once again, this time the red isn't as pronounced, but we have two opaque loading doors that are from a different era, and we're proposing removing those and also removing this one bay at the end on the left. And here we see an opportunity to actually introduce a bit more of a transparent loading, or I should say overhead door, to introduce glass. And we're introducing an entry on the left-hand side.
If I could just ask, the coloration of sort of framing of these windows, of maybe that sort of
it's going to be a dark bronze, yes.
Okay. So similar to what's in place now.
Yeah, and the idea by replacing all these at the same time, we're able to control the color matching in a unified manner.
So you're replacing this one here,
yep.
But you're not doing this. Is that correct?
Let me go back. Yeah.
Because it doesn't. Okay, so this is now going to become a door, is that it?
That is correct.
In place of the window, I see. All right. And then this stays. So now these are just the metal roll-ups here, and you're putting in two different ideas here.
From an operational perspective, the two loading bays currently deal with kind of back of house functions. There's a compactor and there's a loading function that's just not used anymore. So the idea is we still want to obscure the operational side with the compactor, but open up the side that is no longer being used to a first floor use. That's why there's a difference in the transparency. So we do want to change the proportion of the rolling segments so that it doesn't have that thin perf metal slab anymore. It's a bigger panel.
And so, so
more of an industrial look.
Of those two openings, the one on the left is also going to be a sort of an overhead door.
Yes, that is correct. And the idea there being
the entire frame of that.
Yeah. So this whole thing, there's actually a transom piece that would be fixed on the top, but the lower portion that would open up. So summer days, you could have a, you know, a cafe environment open.
So how come that looks so different from the other? I mean, could you do that with not as many divisions, and then it wouldn't look quite? I mean, to me, it doesn't look like it's
more opaque.
Yeah. Well, it isn't even necessarily the opacity. It's the fact that, you know, you've now got, you've got a certain kind of size you've got here for all these windows, and then you're introducing much, much smaller panes to those last two sections. And to me, it looks a little odd.
Yeah, I get you. First of all, do you have a closer view of the with that door? Oh, there it is. There. So I'm confused. It looks like this portion is the only part that's the roll-up, and then this is a walk-in door here. Is that what that I'm looking at?
That is how it's depicted, yes.
But is that what you're proposing, or is that just...
No, I think, yeah, I mean, in terms of the... the ability for a man door to withstand frequent use. I think, you know, we've looked at the notion of having a segment on the end be something that, you know, could be latchable and used either way. I think there's a concern about how well that'll stand up over time. So we are proposing a fixed portion. I think you've probably seen similar instances at Bar Taco at 25 Thompson, where you have the two different options next to each other.
All right. Why don't you keep going?
Sure.
And then we'll,
sure. So when we get to 36 Thompson, you know, we're looking at the existing windows and introducing glass below them. We want to keep the existing masonry in place, and that includes the detail work on the arch tops. And we want to keep the loading bays in place. And what we're really looking to do here is not only have little portions of glass. You know, additional portions of glass, but we also wanted to introduce two man doors or entry doors into the storefront. And I'll go to the next slide for a rendering to show what that would look like.
Okay, and those two man doors right now are just window openings.
Correct.
So just went out there.
And how much of that has been altered, that part, that facade already? Is it mostly this original?
Yes. So we left the loading bays alone for that reason, and really we're talking about, you know, an additional foot and a half below the existing windows, and then going down to the sidewalk grade for the two door locations.
Can you flip back to the existing again? I want to just make sure I understand this.
And go back to the existing photo.
So you're taking these windows and you're bringing them down to this level, right?
Yes.
That's at the same level. And then you're making a door out of that one.
Yep. So of those five existing windows, we're lowering three. Mm-hmm. And for the remaining two, we're turning those into, we'd like to turn those into doors.
You don't happen to have historic photos of the of these buildings, do you?
No, we've been able to find photos of 12 Thompson, which is a couple blocks over, and there's one of, I think there's one of 36, but it's obscured by a wood loading dock in the foreground, so it doesn't, let's just double check. No. We don't have that photo.
Mm-hmm.
In this one.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's keep going through this. And
okay.
Curious. So, in the designation of the coloring below the five windows, the reddish coloring.
Yep.
What is that? Is that depicting? That's just really depicting what the doors. What's going to be removed?
We're trying to be able to highlight the area that would be impacted by our modifications by the existing elevation.
Okay. So here's. Historic photo.
Yes.
That was it. We have one. Yeah. All right. So keep going.
Well, so that's pretty much it. And there's a rendering showing it here, and then we get to the end. So I don't know what would be most helpful in terms of going back to for an image.
Well, I guess let's start at the corner and go down again. And so with the first building, is this, yeah. All right, so let me look at this again here now. So you don't know whether or not this always was the level of the window originally, or is there any evidence that that had been altered, or?
It may have been altered in the late 90s when Thomson Reuters first came down before the Landmarks District actually formulated. It does look like newer age brick. It has we've seen this in a couple of buildings in the area where you have a brighter terracotta mm-hmm. color and more of a sheen.
Okay, and so these exist already,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So you're be matching these two for that one.
Yes.
And then the doors, or are you going to be, okay, you're going to be putting back the center, which I think is good.
Is there, it looks like the pier, brick pier between the two sets of doors is not dimensionally the same as all the piers above it. Is it
should be.
It should be.
Because
these are the same.
There is enough dimension to have basically a 6-foot-wide door on both sides.
All the way through.
Right.
I think that's mm-hmm. desirable.
Yeah, so this isn't so bad, this one here. I think this bill can, if we have other comments on it, or you think?
I think this is fine.
Just the look of that thing.
Yeah, I'm just curious, is sort of, we're going to be a store to the right or a different store to the left? Is that why the two doors?
Well, so what it is just to clarify a little bit here, this is an existing lobby entrance for the office tenants above,
okay.
And then there would be access to the retail tenant on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is it wall off sort of inside?
Yes, okay. yes, there is separation.
Just to give you a quick follow-up on the cross point, we're trying to continue what we've done with Trader Joe's on the other side of the street with Dig In Bar Taco. This is now vacant office space, which Thomson Reuters obviously had all 400,000 square feet at one point. So we're trying to just continue down the street, and that's why when you say why is there two doors, there might be two retail tenants.
Got it. That's all. Otherwise, it's kind of like if we
exactly.
wanted a single
yeah.
space.
We're just trying to make it as flexible as possible, in the market. The idea is the retail just continues all the way down the street with office and all.
All right. So this, I think, is acceptable.
Interested enough to move on.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's go to the third building now. This is the one that I think is.
It might be the stuff on 26 Thompson always kind of looked a little tabletop-y. Okay, here's an office. They tried to kind of retain the loading bay level for the windows for the openings, but it really. So dropping it down to the ground level.
So this is the one that I have the biggest problem with, because I think, I'm not saying the two doors need to match, they were matching, we don't know what they were historically, unfortunately, and what you're proposing for this, the second one in there is, it's pretty incongruous with the with everything.
When you say a second one, are you talking about this
yes,
one?
Yes,
yes.
Okay.
If it helps, I can tell you what our thought process is. But Nate said we're in a tough position here. We'd love to have it just all do retail. But unfortunately for the operations, we need to keep a contractor hidden behind the one to the right. And our goal with the one to the left, it's our goal. We don't know if it will happen. We'd love to put a cool little cafe in there in the summer. We can roll up the door and we can walk in. That's the idea. Not quite the two different colors.
To the cafe would be behind here.
Correct. And this one, unfortunately, the one to the right, is going to be where we have the back of the office operations with.
So that's okay, except for one.
One's right. Vertical or horizontal. Piece.
And again, the one on the left, is there any possibility to make that essentially identical with glass in as opposed to whatever is wooden up on the right to roll up? Identical to the one. As opposed to kind of cut down, so you got a little garage door within a bigger window space.
So having the whole thing roll up just so that it's truly symmetric.
But you need a hand door for
something. Yeah.
Well, could you not make, what is this door go to?
Right.
So that goes into the building lobby for
the whole building.
For this time.
So you're
starting to see the what we're up against in terms of trying to provide a dedicated retail entry that kind of related to this.
So you couldn't do the similar division here that you did on the other building. That would be one. This door goes to whatever the lobby, and this door services this.
We try. We've taken a look at it. There isn't a lot of footprint in here, so it's we just don't want to create too small a space in there because I think the retailers might find it unwelcoming. So we're trying to give them dedicated access off the street.
We're still with the man door in that opening, but just make the garage door part go all the way up to the track. Yeah, just eliminate that transit. Above the garage, the door.
Well,
I see what you're saying. What I'm trying to.
It's like two different sort of levels.
Yep.
Right. But what I'm looking at is what they're doing here is that an expression of architecture that has a feel for the building historically. I mean, it's a very contemporary infill piece, and I'm just trying to figure out if there's a way to bridge that and get a feel. So I mean, I just feel it's very awkward right now with this. It's asymmetrical with the door here, and then you've got, even if you bring up the rolling portion all the way up.
Well, but what if you bring the rolling portion all the way up, you make it opaque, but you have a center panel of glazing like you do on the one on the right, so you get some.
Yeah, this I wouldn't even mind if this door had a kind of feel to even what we just talked about on the previous application. You know, that the upper portion is glazed and the bottom has a kind of panel feel to it. And then if this could begin to sort of resemble that a little bit, I'm just trying to make these two have some connection. Because right now, I could say, okay, maybe we disconnect them. This becomes its own garage. But then this has no connection to anything else that what you're doing for the rest of the facades. So that this is like its own anomaly here. So either somehow it ought to have a feel of something like this. Because especially if you look at the whole center, this is the center portion of the building. These two would be better to match, and then this could be its own thing.
So metal on the bottom and glass on the top, is that what you're
saying? Well, for this one, I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I think that's
but I mean, this one here, I'm just trying to say design-wise, to get your pedestrian doorway plus the ability to open these up in the summer, can this design of this infill be somewhat matching of this?
That would make more sense.
And I don't know how, but yeah.
I think that's exactly our objective, is to try to do what you just said. You know, the one on the right, we're just trying to be respectful of making sure people don't see in.
Yeah, I think exactly. I think that could have a feel for, like I said, that whatever the address was there on the other project that we just saw. Because though that's the previous application, those doors are very characteristic of what you often saw in this district as far as loading doors. So. All right. So then getting back to this. If this is just trying to resemble this, you've got, it's divided into thirds, although the center is a larger opening. So I'm trying to think if this became your pedestrian door and then this section was all a rolling door, could we do it such that you have one, two, three, four verticals or horizontals rather, somehow, so that it starts to emulate that? Because you have a lot of verticals or horizontals here, and I don't know why you don't. I don't think you need that many.
Sure.
And then this is, of course, if these become roll up, did you look at the idea of these becoming maybe bifolding or something? Is that another option that could help with the design of it? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if those became bifolding, then all of a sudden you could really
start to emulate that a little bit more.
So no roll-up, just opening out into the...
Yeah, so they can get, you can get your cafe opening experience.
The idea is how we get the cafe experience, if it's the way, whatever's The idea is that people can just walk in.
Right. So I think the goal is to have these two resemble each other, and then whether, in order to achieve your goal here of what you want, if you have to add another, a little bit or alteration to this slightly to make it match in terms of its divisions, I think that that would be the way to try and do it. I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Well, just looking at the existing photograph, this render doesn't quite capture it, but the transom is the office door entry. It's kind of 1, 2, 3. You've done that with the overhead door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then just kind of below that.
Then it falls apart at the below
it.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So this transom here resembles this, but then all of this falls apart. So I think if you could work on that, and I mean, I guess we're leaning, what we're getting towards is to have you come back with another solution for that at least.
Sure.
All right. And these, so the rest of them, all the other windows and roof, that'll be metal to match the whatever's going on above.
Yes.
That's the idea. All right. Okay. And then I guess this, I guess the option is open for this could be wood if we're starting to make it look a little bit more. I'm thinking.
What is that material now? It's
carbon.
It's not.
See, it's not original.
It's not original. I hate to.
Original.
See, in this case, this is really kind of an anomaly, this whole piece, because every window opening, every opening along those three buildings, are none of it's original. It has a contemporary feel. So now this, if we start to say, well, let's make this garage door feel like a more historic original door, that's going to maybe not be so successful. So I don't know where. Any of the other commissioners come out on that. I think there's room to make this, to improve this look of this door. I'm not saying it has to be slavish to the historic look, but maybe, you know, create more glass up the top and create more of a panelized look at the bottom, I think is probably the way to do it. And it looks like you've got three divisions, which then start to correspond to the three divisions that you have here.
Yeah, I think based on what I'm hearing, if we start with this entry and reworking those proportions in relationship
right.
to the adjacent bay, we can let that
and
guide us on
pull that into that
as
a little
well.
Bit. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Is that?
And then there was the 36.
Oh yeah.
So on 36, there's one door now there. Is that correct?
Correct. So currently this one door on the right, that's basically an egress stair from the floors above. And so because that is really primarily its primary egress from the floors above, we're trying to introduce kind of dedicated entries off of Thompson Place into the front of this building that don't currently exist.
So this is what the historic drawing does, go down to this, yeah.
So can we talk about the doors and the windows separately, because
sure.
I can see the argument for the doors. I don't see really any reason to do anything to those windows.
Well, you know, I'm saying on this building here is this one, right?
Right.
Yes. So it looks like the rendering, if you look at the, I need to use my handy dandy pointer here, this window here, which is right next to this. If you look at the historic photo, it looks like the sill, the original sill for this window was not at this height. It looks like it lines up with the bay. If you continue your eye across, it looks like that sill is aligned with what the bottom of that.
Right, because it used to be a wooden boardwalk out front.
Yeah,
I
guess that gives precedent then to say, okay, well, it would be appropriate then to lower this to be level with that, since that historic photo shows that it was. And unfortunately, then, for the other two windows, there are these lean-tos against it, so you can't see what's behind it. I don't know what the, you know, I guess we could assume that these probably were also not necessarily original in their height of the sills. So I guess you could make the argument that since these two definitely were that level, these two could also be that same.
I will say, though, that the brick looks like it's original.
It does?
Yeah.
So on all of them?
Yeah. Do you want to see
it? Okay, yeah, even though on this, it doesn't.
It looks original.
It goes right across there.
But whether or not it's 1920 original, 1940 original, yeah. We might not be able to answer that here.
It doesn't look like it's original. It's hard for me to. It's like this one section of repointing.
Are you also eliminating, this would mean that you're eliminating these lower windows here, whatever these are, I don't know what these are down here, underneath these two windows.
Oh yes, those are,
what were they?
It's currently a vent.
Was it some kind of chute or something? You think it was a...
That I don't know.
And I wish we had something that could say, why did they put those things against the building? Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, it shows a little evidence here about whether or not these. Usually, you kind of can start to see if they raised it up, but it's hard to determine that here. But and you want to lower these because what's the function then behind it? It's retail or what?
Yeah. Yes, retail.
Would you really be getting that much more? You're talking about a.
Put it this way, our ropes were pushing to have it load all the way, and we didn't have a chance. So it's just, we do need more light, but in the past we've come to you asking to load them all the way to the sidewalk. This time we're like, let's just try to make them all the same with the limits.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I think.
I mean, honestly, that particular part of the block is such a mishmash today.
Yeah.
Each one of the loading bays are kind of different dimensions. There's a lot of brick repair.
So a foot and a half, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I think in this design, it seems to be normalizing a little bit more, so you're mm-hmm. just kind of goes, okay, this is more logical.
Right.
And it fits the retail. Kind of,
Well, logical from what perspective? I mean, not necessarily for their original purpose, right? I mean, it makes more sense to us now, but...
Yeah, but we have... It's not a pretty facade today. It was very utilitarian. I'm sure when it was built, it doesn't look much better. So this is at least saying, okay, we have a new purpose for this. Let's optimize for that without disturbing too many
Having lower. I think we probably will. All right, so we need to keep moving on this, but I think in this case, I think it probably is fine since it's a tough call with these what they were originally, but it does look like they were aligning here. But so to make them all at the same level, I think makes sense.
Because if you leave them where they are and then you're adding two doors, you're going to have three different levels.
Yeah, true.
So now it's really
standard. Yeah, right. That's a good point. So it kind of
precedent for them. I mean, it looks as though they were had a plane at the bottom that was the same all the way across. The sills were all at the same level on that platform.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, and then what's the proposal is to fill them with just a 1/1 window, or, you know, a single pane over the other, yeah, which is
correct.
I guess that's kind of what.
And I think what we're showing here is we're acknowledging the original cell height by having a horizontal there.
So
some of those datum lines still exist.
And would you be putting a new sill at the bottom of those new windows?
Yes.
So it expresses it, yeah. All right. Any thoughts to shutters on this building?
I didn't know. Did we do the shutters on the 440?
It's on here, yeah. How difficult or easy, you know, I know that I'm really appreciative of the fact that you did it on this other building all the way around, actually. And I think it adds a lot to it. Was that that big a deal, or why did you not suggest it for this one?
I can answer that question.
Go for it, Paul.
I'm not the representative, but I'm not the owner, but I can take it back because we thought with what we did with Trader Joe's, it made sense, and the surrounding Trillium. But we thought this is going to be an office as well as retail. We didn't need to do it. So I know from ownership.
I think if it could be your brand, this is like a whole new thing. It's like
I can't answer that. I'll bring it back if you asked. But I don't want to make any commitments on that.
All right.
I might be the dissenting voice on that.
To not have the shutter? Why?
Frankly, for the reasons you're just citing,
the shutters.
I mean, Trader Joe's, I come to terms with
even
that.
Though they were original on the
Well, yeah. In this case, I'd like to see clean slate.
And the other building was retail and vacant.
And dressed it up. They kind of like made it a little more sort of eye-catching. Sorry.
All right, so we got to make a decision.
Can we jump back to one? On the sills, it's hard to tell from the photograph. What's their material now? Are they granite or are they?
They are granite.
Is the intent to if you're lowering, is the intent to take those sills?
Yes. And
just use them.
Yes. Okay. Just like we did in the other building.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, I see. You're going to reuse it. Good. Okay. All right. So, do we have a sense of what we want for proposals on each of these facades? And so we can, I'll open it up to public comment. But if you guys have any other thoughts, let's keep it in mind.
Do we have some? I think the only sticking point is this one on 30 Thompson, the overhead door opening. Do we have any more sort of concrete input we can offer?
I think the first and third buildings are pretty much as is, as presented. And then the middle one, let me just have third.
Yeah, the first and the. On 30,
yeah.
Well, I think we're going to ask them to come back with a renewed design for like we talked about to try to make the two center openings kind of resemble each other, and then take the vernacular of that and use it for the last door on the right. But knowing that that's going to be, glass at the top and then paneling of some kind at the bottom. So it's to relook at all of that.
So it looks like we got some homework on that, right?
Yep.
On 30, yeah. Okay. So, all right. Is there a public comment on this? No comments. All right. So, can we start to make a motion going through each of them?
Move to accept the designs as presented for 26 and 36 Thompson. And accepting the design for 30 Thompson as well with the proviso that you guys do some homework.
Yeah, they come back to us. So yeah, what would that be now?
So that would be approving 26 and 36 as presented, and then continuing number 30 for more information about the roll down doors.
To come back with us.
Continuing with 30.
Yeah, so basically 30 would come back. Okay.
I'll second.
All right, so I did ask for public comment, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right, so Commissioner Karoff.
Yes.
Smilage.
Yes.
Rohde.
Yes.
Gorganian.
Yes.
And Peter Boltz, yes. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How many of these hard copies do you want to keep?
Oh, do you have one? Do you want to keep one?
I'll take
an
extra.
Yeah.
I think
so. All right, next is... let's see, where are we here? Summer Street? Yeah. All right, next is application 20.855, 300 Summer Street. The proposed work is at the roof. Install a new chiller on existing dunnage. I didn't know. What is dunnage?
Steel support structure.
Oh, thank you. I meant to look that up, but sounds kind of like a bad word. Oh, the low, you can sit.
It's relatively straightforward.
Your name is, for the record?
Oh, Susan Knack Brown with Simpson Gumper Tank. There's an existing chiller unit, which we're pointing out in the red arrow on these photographs from the rooftop unit. I will point out, when you're looking at these rooftops, the red penthouses, because that's what you actually see from grade,
right,
just to give you a sense of perspective. So that's looking in a couple of different directions. There's the same unit. We're proposing to replace it with a unit that's basically the same in size. It's 20 inches longer, 6 inches higher, and 3 inches less wide. So it's essentially the same size unit. It's going on the same steel support structure that's already existing. So this is the area where we're proposing to put it, and these are the photos from grade. We couldn't find a location where we could see it from grade or public accessible area.
So what is this picture showing here, that you have a circle with an arrow coming down on it? What is?
Those are my photographs. So is that your chiller?
Is this the existing chiller here?
I haven't seen the photograph, so. We are looking at, I believe you're seeing green structure behind, and then that would be our chiller, right?
Okay.
So we didn't step back far enough. You found a spot we didn't find.
And, okay, and then this is also what we've often done in situations like this. You have a quiet vantage point, but this parking lot could at some day, some point, have a building there, right?
I think it's privately owned, but yeah, I guess.
So, because that was part of what we've had situations like this where we've realized, okay, well, in this case, because you're so far back, you do see it, but at some point there could be a building there, and then this vantage point would then be blocked.
I mean, I think it's only visible from great distances,
yeah,
and I don't think it's necessarily discernible.
Yeah.
It blends with the other mechanical equipment,
yeah,
around the district.
All right, so there is, that one's being put in place with just a little bit higher. It doesn't matter the length of it, I don't think, or anything.
Right.
It's not good.
And yeah, then, we've got the height is, of the new is 96, and the current height is 90 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, other way around. Current unit is 90 inches.
Yep.
Current is 96, existing is going to be 6 inches shorter. So it's even slightly shorter than what you've got existing.
Oh, all right, good.
But 6 inches higher.
6 inches lower. The new will be 6 inches lower than existing.
So that's even better. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah,
less
so
visible.
I mean, a teeny bit less visible from that one photo that she found across the parking lot.
Yeah, by the way, this, we'll pass these down. This,
yeah,
is,
yeah, I mean, right. I think this is kind of a no-brainer.
So is that the extent of it? Or
that's the extent of what we're asking,
okay,
for.
Just out of curiosity, did we ever, I know that that red head house was done way before. Do you guys ever, the owner ever consider painting it?
I think it's,
or has
been,
it become such an icon now in the district that we want to keep it? I don't know.
I think there's been back and forth discussions when we came in before the previous project, and it was decided not to force them to do it, but that they know that they will never be able to put red cladding back into
or have
you guys
it
do again.
That close, yeah. Okay, it's not part of the application, so we can't insist on it, but we can suggest it.
It's been suggested in the past when we come before you.
All right, public comment on this? No public comment. All right, so do we want to move this?
Move to accept as presented.
All right, and second. Okay, Smiley, second it. So, Krishna Karoff.
Yes.
Rohde.
Yes.
Gurganian.
Yes.
Smiley.
Yes.
And Schultz, yes.
Thank
great,
you very
thank
much.
Thank you. All right, next is 253 Summer Street, otherwise known as 27 Melcher. Proposed work is at the Melcher Street facade, ground level, reclad, paired entry doors. The applicant here? Been out here?
No.
Oh. All right, applicant is not here for this one, so we'll move on to the next. 300 A Street, this is application 20.797, and the proposed work is at the roof, replace HVAC system, dunnage, and associated mechanicals.
And Susan Benjamin with Collier, who represents the client. I'll let Tim start.
Sure. So I represent Red Hat's, a tenant at 300 A Street. They are taking the second floor space.
Aren't you already in another part of the district now? Aren't you in another? I thought you guys were in another. Street, or is this the, you've always been here?
Red Hat?
Yeah.
It's, oh, they occupy floors 3 and 4. They took floor 2.
In this location?
In this exact same location.
I remember you came, it was a while ago you were here.
So if you look in the presentation that I handed out, we are looking to replace our existing constant volume system with a VRF system. It is substantially smaller, as is shown in the mock-up photographs in the presentation. And the existing rooftop units are not visible from the street, and the ones that we are proposing are not visible from the street as shown in the photographs.
Well, if they're not visible from the street, then
they're going to be substantially smaller, quieter.
Are any of these your units?
So the ones that we are replacing specifically, if we go back to the beginning where you have the plan. So this second page shows you highlighted there's about 8 units that are on the roof right now. Mm-hmm. What we're replacing is unit RT unit 2, which is basically right in the center.
Okay.
So that's further back.
Okay.
So you really don't see it.
So from further down A Street, what we're seeing are these front units,
yes,
right?
Correct.
Where's this from anyway?
This is from Wormwood Street, like right by the smokestack.
Okay. So you have a smokestack. You can see the smokestack right there in A. So that's from that view there.
But they're the same size units anyway, right?
These units are much smaller. As you can see in the second to last page of the presentation, has the mock-up photographs that we took up on the roof. Originally, we had proposed a Daikin unit that was red. That unit did not meet the specifications and had to be swapped out for the one in blue. So what we are proposing is what's shown in that mock-up. So
it would be just going from here to there. And
same height, just the
same height. Yeah, the height is actually 1 inch taller. We tried to.
Oh, it's 1 inch. Oh, that's a big
deal. Yeah.
Oh my God, 1 inch.
Yeah.
That ruins the whole skyline. I know.
So really, that, I mean, this is, it's not visible, right? I mean, that's the point of it. You're not creating any more visibility.
Right. We're looking to reduce the footprint.
So I think it's a no-brainer then. All right. Okay, public comment on this? Nope. All right, so we can make a motion to accept as presented.
I move to accept it as presented.
Second.
Second, okay. And so Gorganian,
yes.
Karoff,
yes.
Smilage,
yes.
Rohde,
thank you.
The chair votes yes.
Thanks.
All right.
Do you want to
appreciate
see
it?
Thanks.
All right, next is
third. Mayor, do you need
copies? Okay.
Let's take that.
Yeah, thanks.
Next is application 20.703, 3240 Melter Street, otherwise known as 273 Summer Street, and 281 to 283 Summer Street. And the work is at the Melter Street facade, replace loading doors.
Good evening, I'm Andrew Gordon. I'm one of the owners of the tenant, and with me here today is the building manager from CBRE, Joe DeFreya, and our GCs, Josh Brandt and Eric Johnson.
This guy right here.
Great, thanks.
What time? The presentation is so large.
Okay. Okay, so Mary, why don't, if you could toggle to the last, just to get everybody reoriented to this. And we met on site. We met on site about a month and a half ago to review, to do an on site visit. All right. I was just going to show just the existing condition which we all know is the large metal hanging doors in the location.
We're going for a trip here.
Doing a little technology here, so it's okay.
They're not just treating in Reston.
I have it on my laptop if I could plug in. Or do you have my email, Mary, or no?
I do.
Yeah, because my email has all the attachments on it.
No, the attachments are in there. I thought you said you wanted to look at the...
No. I wanted to still get my email. The attachments in my email.
Yeah, I know. So they're part of the presentation.
Okay. So, anyway, we can take it in order then. We put together the detailing on six garage doors, three or roll down doors, three on the left hand side on 30 Melcher and three on the right hand side on 40 Melcher. This was just an illustration of because the what had come back was that the commission may want two solid panels on the bottom of the garage door on the 30 Melcher side, and this was just to illustrate that a 6 foot tall man would actually not be able to see in. So now we're on the 30 Melcher Street side. So right now, am I moving it? I'm so sorry, Mary. Am I the one that's moving it?
Or yes.
How do I move it back
just
and forth?
The arrows here.
One goes back. That goes back. And
I see. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me go to the very end of my presentation. Okay. Oops. There. Okay. So,
this is 30 Melcher here,
yeah,
and this is 40 Melcher here. Right now, you have the large metal doors, which we saw when you came on site, and this is kind of a mishmash of stuff. So, what we are proposing to do is to have roll down doors replacing the garage door, replacing the metal doors. And discard the metal doors, and to have also three roll-up doors here to mimic what the existing fixed or the existing unit looks like right here. Okay, so the first thing, and we have specific details of the doors that we're proposing to do this with. And there are two options that we present here because we very much would love to get approved here, but. In the two options, and I'll go back to, okay, there we are. So this is the 30 Melcher side now, on the left-hand side.
Because this is the only one that was of issue. The other building was fine.
Okay.
I think that if I remember, we approved that.
You did, and
you did approve it. However, some of the detail that they're able to accomplish with the type of doors that they're choosing, I need to review.
All right.
Right. So on the 30 Melcher side, just to give you the two examples, one has three rows of glass and one solid panel, and the second had two rows of glass and two solid panels. And again, just toggling back to, I asked this fellow, the 6 foot tall guy, to actually stand next to one of those doors because it is important to us that people that walk along the sidewalk be able to look in. And if you have two solid panels, a 6 foot tall person would not be able to look in. And that would really disadvantage us quite a bit, which is the reason we've requested this solution, which I think is quite elegant, but it would allow somebody. It's hard to really appreciate how high these doors are, but off the sidewalk. But
is this very likely to be retail space?
It is retail space, yeah. And so we would love to have. Mm-hmm.
So go back and forth to the two. So that's
yeah. Yeah. That's solid, essentially halfway up. One of the drawings I actually had in the email to Mary. The original historic photo, which...
Yeah, so that I wasn't able to upload because it was a JPEG and not a PDF, but I can call
that.
But
that's this photo.
Exactly, and in a very cursory way, I was able to superimpose the doors, the four, or the the doors with the two solid panels and the one solid panel just against what was there before. Oh, there it is. Okay.
All right. So, oh, good. Great. So this shows, this is the original building in the 1900s. And what I did was I actually just took that picture of the guy standing there. This was solid section one, solid section two, relative to where this particular line of demarcation was. And solid section two actually puts you above that line. Solid section one is a touch below, but it's kind of even with where this one was. This one is a little bit lower than this one anyway. And the one in the middle appears to be glass windows on the top and the bottom, which would allow visibility in the old days, right in the middle. So as a compromise, I was just hoping we could agree on having this be solid, but this be see-through so that people could see. So that is our request. So that's what we call option A.
Go back to your rendering again, and then because you had one image that's what you want, and then you had one image with the required railings as
right.
well.
So this is the door inside the railings, and it has detail. It has the wider
With the railings on the inside, you're saying?
Railings are on the outside. Oh, so this is what it looks like with the railing on the outside. So this is what the door looks without the railing, but there would be a railing just to make sure people don't fall off. And the railing goes up halfway up the door as the commissioner.
So essentially to the top of the second section, the railing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Which gives a little bit of opacity to that second section.
Mm-hmm. So the railing is actually decreasing a little bit your ability to see it.
Sorry?
The railing decreases somewhat your ability to see it.
A little bit, but you'd still be able to see through and see what's going on inside.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, I know that we, and flip back to the other half and half one.
The solid one?
Yeah, no, this right there. So, I mean, proportionally, I think this stuff definitely is more in keeping with the traditional look. It's hard to, from the historic photo, there's so many, each bay seems to be very different from the next. So it's, it's hard to sort of say, this is the commonality that is going on between all these bays, because there really isn't. 1, 2, 3, 4. So, seeing this rendering, I don't think that I'm personally starting to feel that going to the next slide, where your preferred one with one more bay of exposure, isn't the end of the world. I think as long as I think this be wood and not aluminum, and that panel be an expressed panel, like the expressed panels that you've got going on in the historic photo here, and I think you even have it on some of the original doors there, but it shouldn't be just a flat panel. It should have some detail to it, either
it does.
A recess or without the railing.
What's the purpose of the railings again?
For safety, because those are going to be open.
They're not. It's not level, so then.
It's above the sidewalk.
When they open it, people will have a drop.
There's a raised floor.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So it goes up. We don't want people to fall
out. Yeah.
So these have, and I don't know how to express this. And our architect wasn't able to be here because of the COVID and the travel and whatever. But so I'm doing my best to pretend to be an architect, but we have, these are functional doors. They have, there is depth to them and profiling to them, which had been requested also. And this part down here, there's also going to be depth to that, because you had sketched out a sketch for us of what we should make this look like, which had a panel that had depth to it too, which is what we're doing here. It's all going to be painted the proper color green. To make this a wood door would be virtually impossible to do. I mean, we found the proper, the proper door.
Why would it be impossible to make it if it was out of wood? They're both going to be custom, right? If it's aluminum, it's got to be custom. I don't know why you couldn't find a company that would make it out of wood. So it has I just think I don't know. I don't know how those muntins are going to look in metal versus wood.
Sorry, I have more basic
basic question. How do those openings open?
It rolls up.
So this is the three.
There's four sections.
There's a hinge here, an inch here, an inch here. This is the bottom.
Okay.
It all rolls up. It's okay. Like literally a garage door.
Got it. Okay.
And then down below is that footer to build.
Right. And then you build. Hence the
building.
Otherwise, you have to.
But then, you know, this section will have wood and will stick on to the aluminum because the original, the doors we have are not, they don't have that detailing. So we're actually going to create the detailing out of wood that we're going to stick on to the door.
I think that's going to look so, I don't know. I mean, with the previous applicant, we asked to have those infills be wood. And they've accommodated us on that. And I think this is such a hugely important piece because people are going to walk right by it. They're going to be able to touch it and feel it and see that it's fake. And I think it has to have an authenticity to he's not even listening. So.
The top place.
Yeah, yes, what we had
previously. That was wood.
That we asked them to make it wood, yeah.
I think that I'm Josh Grant from Scott Company. I think that we've sort of started down the road of aluminum based on durability and maintenance, and that's obviously a much easier product for the owner to own and maintain. So the vendor that we have gone through kind of the process with so far works in aluminum. We're trying to reach them right now to find out wood. I think that, you know, obviously anything is possible with enough time or dollars. I think that if it could be approved out of wood tonight, my guess is that we could probably source it in such a time where we can meet the historic needs of 4-point landmarks as well as the business needs of SPIN.
And we need to get open by June.
So that would be a wood door where we've agreed that only the bottom panel is opaque. Because I think, especially with the railing, I think that's okay. Okay. What?
I don't have a problem.
Okay.
Because
all the windows above are wooden.
Those, they look to be original windows here. Yeah. Up here, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they look to be original.
And I think all of those for that whole facade all the way to the top floor.
I don't remember the photo on it, but of the full window. But yeah, so all right. So what? I think we're going to say that we would allow the, even though we prefer the look of the half opaque because that gives a closer tie into the historic doors that exist in the district. I know they never were here, and I think we'd be willing to compromise and say, okay, maybe we can live with having the bottom be opaque and get you your glass opening at the top three horizontals.
Okay.
But it really, we want to say that it needs to be wood.
So we'll find out wood. We'll make it wood.
Kind of just like you drew the actual door to the left.
This?
That's existing, right?
Yeah.
Unreal.
That exists.
And
that is aluminum.
That's made out of aluminum. That's the main, and that's one of the main entries to the building itself. That's not ours.
Now, do you by chance have you don't have a rendering that shows now if you use these, how this now looks with what is going to happen on the rest of the, like a full picture?
We do.
You do?
Okay. We have a picture at the very end. These are the doors, by the way, on the 40 Melcher side.
Still something we have to do with that too, right?
Well,
but if they're going to be in wood, I think that would achieve the detailing that you would want to see.
All
right. Right? Because
I'm guessing. I don't remember. This is the look of what was approved?
So the door on the easternmost bay is original.
Yeah, and that's going to be restored.
Yes. And then the determination was that they would replicate
that
door design three bays. But I felt that in order to achieve that, they needed some more molding and they needed some more depth.
Yes, I agree. And even and then also, you might as well make, we need to make some vertical muttons here as well. I don't know. Maybe they are here. I guess
yeah,
they are here.
This section.
Yeah.
This we agreed where is going to be.
Yeah, first. That stays. No, I know. But see how this has, I don't know how many divisions are here. Is that?
I think it's four divisions.
Four total.
And I think they actually are there. It's a little bit dark.
So yeah.
I think we already have done all that, right?
It's like two over two.
Yeah. So I remember this. We wanted this replicated, this thickness of this division to kind of come down and replicate that. You do have a thicker piece here, but I think it could even be thicker so that it feels more like that.
And I guess the other input that I need on this is that the original doors have three defined panels, and the proposed door only have
there's one, two, three, and then you've got three, two. How could we remedy that?
I think the door on the right is two. There. It's just two. It's just
horizontally.
Horizontally.
Yeah, it looks like.
I have a closer picture of that.
Yeah, maybe this is part. This one is part of the window up here. Maybe?
No, if you look at it on the screen, there's three.
Yeah, I see.
So can I just ask, what is based on what we previously said should be done there?
Mm-hmm. What we said
what's changed since that?
We asked them to make the new door infills to resemble the original that's going to be restored, and this was their solution for it, which we're saying is not really resembling it in the best way. There's more detail. It looks like the other door has, instead of two panels at the bottom, has actually three. And this looks to be, appears to be what's going on the other door as well. Although I guess one of the things I think would be good to have this be solid instead of glass, like a vertical of glass to sort of give that appearance of this going all the way up.
On each side.
On each side, yeah. So I think if this is made in wood, we could certainly achieve that so that this feels like the historic doors do.
And so that we're clear, then you want to have the vertical style left and right, three horizontals made out of wood, and that would get us a yes.
Yeah, exactly. Although I don't know if you can do three horizontal divisions here and then still have your split of the door here. Can you, if you think you can do that?
We have to have five panels going up here to make that work.
No, well, that's what I'm getting. Yeah, so I'm saying is
you just separate where the.
Well, I think that probably what ends up happening is one of the horizontals is on the break.
Yes, one of the center of the center.
Yes,
horizontal would be the split of the door.
Yes,
if that could be done, because I think if it's the middle of a panel, you know, it could be concealed. I mean, I think it would be.
I mean, you're going to still see a little bit of a shadow joint there, right? But I think that in terms of how it would read when you're anything other than like 1 foot away, it would read like the door to the right.
Yes.
The existing door to the right does.
Because it would be a small shadow line cutting this middle panel in half. And I think that would be okay. Because I think the visual of the three horizontals, I think, would be the thing your eye would pick up first, and then you'll see, well, wait, there's a little split in the middle one, but I don't think that would matter. So it would be a matter of working with the door manufacturer, and I think that could be done. I think this would look really great.
In terms of final approval on that, is this something that the committee can approve tonight, subject to sort of final approval of the shop drawings, either administratively or in subcommittee?
If we will be specific enough so that we'll make these provisos, and the proviso would be that you would accommodate what we're asking and then bring those shop drawings to Mary and for final approval.
Yes.
You wouldn't, in other words, you wouldn't have to
have to come back next month.
No.
<We're done>.
to be as long as what Mary gets
is what we're talking
tonight.
About. So.
Yeah.
All right.
But I want to make sure Mary also feels comfortable being able to, you know, make that decision, because it's sometimes an interpretation, and you know, I just...
Well, I mean, if she's not, then that means you got to come back to us.
That can be probably controlled by the quality of the...
The drawing, the shot drawing.
And the quality of what we're going to put down as a proposal.
Yeah.
Does she feel like...
Specificity of what we say tonight, yes.
Can I just clarify? I'm going to try to get that. So you basically want this on here, all the way down, and then you want three... Basically, looking things at these two panels.
Yeah, because if you go to the historic, if you go to that historic door on the right that we're trying, if you can show the picture of that.
You want to look at that?
Well, because I want to point out what we're trying to, what we're emphasizing here.
Or okay, let me go back this way. Maybe we can see it better here.
Yeah, there you go. See how this has. The expression of the vertical for the where the windows are and where the panels are is the same thickness.
They're in alignment
and the same thickness.
Yeah. And also, it's almost like you have that style left and right.
Yes.
And then you have it doubled up.
Doubled in the middle, yeah. I mean, you could... You want to show them the picture? I'm not saying that has to be a double split, but I mean, it could be if you want to resemble the doors
that's,
more.
That's like a really upfront picture of the actual door.
Yeah.
But that one is like a little bit thicker, so I would...
Well,
but I mean, whatever you want. So I'm just trying to. So on that one, you basically want, you know, we already have the vertical one, but if I do two ones on the side that are the same size, that'll be good. Verticals going down.
This is the same size. That would be the same size. As far as the middle, would we want this to be double the thickness so it has feels like two separate doors vertically?
But I think what we're saying is that this line on the left and right outermost lines of the panel. Are in alignment with the clear view of the glass.
Right.
Okay.
Right?
Could yes, I have like this one, and then like a top one, the like same thickness, so it'll be flush, so it's like weather tight. You know what I mean? Just so like.
Right. Yeah. Hold on. I want to just make sure that you're. See, these are two separate doors.
Mm-hmm.
So what this style is called a style on the right is of a certain thickness. Okay. Mm-hmm. This, because it's two doors, this thickness is the same as the halfway point in that thickness. So in other words,
right.
From there to there, it's double what that is. This is also the same single thickness as that. And it looks like that thickness continues up and around the top as well.
Okay.
So do we want to have him, if it's possible for the, since these are going to be custom doors, we can have that be a double thickness here. And then with a trim piece in the middle to make it look like two vertical doors.
And then can we have like a top one going all the way across so like that thickness will match that so it'll be
so that this wraps around like that. This has the same kind of thickness.
So that thickness matches which thickness you're saying?
Well, I was just saying that one would need to match, that one would need to be as thick as the thickest piece so it would be flush so like that thing would hit when it rolls in. You know?
That this up here would have to be that double thickness?
No, like this.
Yeah,
correct. That would be because it would be flush against it. Because if it's not, when it goes in, it's going to hit.
Can you have a roll up door with three part with five parts where the bottom three are a different depth, different height than the top two?
I think
two?
It's going to be easier, Andrew, to work with sort of standard segmentation.
Yeah, I think you.
And
I don't think it would be.
If you have different widths, then the radius of the
door it's different.
Be different.
And I don't think
so
you could
think,
do that.
I think that we can make this work. We got to switch horses. We're in a custom wood door vendor, but I think I follow what you guys are looking for, and I think that the big thing for us would be to get a provisional approval on that tonight, hopefully full approval on the other side doors, so that we can, not that we don't love seeing you and you don't love seeing us, but that we can handle it essentially with Mary just blessing the final shot.
Yeah, and the ones on the 30mm side, I think, are easy. It's just easier to deal with that because it's just a simple structure. It's four panels. We can do it in wood, and it'll look beautiful and old, and it'll be great. And we can do the three glass and the one solid. That'll be terrific.
Right, because I think also too to say, you know, if this center becomes two thicknesses of that, that would be. Starting to resemble the thickness up above here, and that would be carried down here, and I think that's what we want to see as well. So I think that would get us.
I don't want to speak to a vendor we're not even in contact with, but my overall instinct for this is once we're into custom door and we're doing a wider style left and right, and we're into once we're custom, we're custom.
Right, that's what I exactly.
And it should be doable.
Those are just smaller details that could be accommodated since you're going to make the whole thing custom. But yeah, I mean, okay. So it sounds like we are on the right page.
Mary, are you comfortable with this?
I mean, in terms of, I guess, what is the number of this building? This one is
40.
Oh, 40. All right, so 40 Melcher Street, we have the precedent of this original that's going to be restored. So the new doors would be essentially resembling this.
What would help immensely, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what would help immensely is if you just went out and did the measurements on that original door and incorporate those measurements.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Door. Yeah. And then the roll-up divisions could be four, as you've shown here, but the panels would have to be three. So you got to, you know, you have to make that what we talked about.
Yeah,
cutting that
and whether there's a break falling at the midpoint of the recess or a break falling at the midpoint of the rail, the break falls where the break falls.
Yes.
The trim mirrors the door on the right. We match the dimensions. We match. Yes.
Exactly. Right. So, okay.
And then when you submit the drawings, just make sure everything is dimensioned.
Yes.
Absolutely everything.
Yes.
Great.
Great. All right. That's going to be nice. I think it's going to look really good.
This is such a huge improvement also to what's there now. I mean, it's,
sure.
You know what's there.
Yeah.
I mean, what's there now.
And this one also has to have railings too, right? That's,
okay.
So it's going to be.
You know, this is what it looks like right now. It's one beautiful door, two existing working roll-up doors, and then this disaster here. So it's going to look really great.
And the green, it was going to be.
One of them. And none of that's original. Well, maybe the one on the right's original, but everything else
is. And we said green, right?
The door. It's going to be green.
And then what did we say for the railings? What did you want to do for that?
It's going to be the same.
Same green versus black? Versus black?
It's all the same color.
I think you want it to blend so that they're almost green, so it's another panel.
That's fine. All right, so now do we need further explanation on this one?
So with regard to the three
Let's get
doors,
to the close-up there a little bit.
Okay. As far as molding and profiling, is this okay, or do you need...
No, this isn't what you're doing. Yeah, we're doing this one. Yeah, that. So we wanted, again, it looks like... you're doing a similar thing here. We have the split is here. And then this is like flush, so there's no trim piece here. Can you go to the rendering? If this shows that. That helps me see it a little bit more, the closer up rendering. Yes, right there. Okay, so yeah, you do have this. You do have the frame here. I think this is fine. So the only issue would be then, what does this panel look like? And I think what I was getting at is, can this panel look like the panels of these down here, you know, of the original, you know, I think they're either, I don't know what they were, I'll call them proud. I think they're called proud when they extend forward and recessed when they're back. And it looks like on the historic photo.
Sorry, which panels are you talking about?
The very bottom, what these will look like. The amount of detailing for this panel.
Right. But what are you comparing that to?
To the doors, because there are original doors here, right? There's an original door that has paneling in it as a cue that we would be able to take that.
And so that's
cool. We don't have that.
We have a picture of that.
Oh, you do?
Oh, Eric will find it.
Street
View
gets me into the wine shop.
It's a beautiful
wine shop.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
So you were
talking
about
paneling.
Yeah, here you go. Okay, so those are recessed.
That's the type of paneling that you're talking about.
If that could be resembled on those doors, on those three.
So just one recessed?
It would be just the one panel then. It would be recessed.
And it looks like a bevel.
Yeah, it looks like maybe a little bevel and then the panels pushed back. So I would, you know, you just look at it as close as you can.
Yes.
Match.
You get that plywood on the right there too, that brushed
with some sort of random pipe sticking out of it.
Yeah, that's really
sort of distressed looking.
It's a patina.
Yeah, so all right, I think that's, yeah, so just kind of, if you want to send it. I think that's it.
Was that a motion?
Well, I'm just trying to think, we did talk about, and I know, and I think you, because this is going to have to go all the way down to the ground, right? And we talked about how to...
Right, so that whole
the new door would
is
be,
going
yes.
to be replaced in wood.
But it would be a full door. You wouldn't take right. this size door and just drop it down and have some
Correct.
Kind of leftover.
It's stretched.
Okay,
they did.
Okay,
the
they did.
Stressed,
Perfect.
Stretched and re-proportioned.
All right, you're comfortable with what we sent on that, right? Because
yes,
we need to order that.
As I mentioned in my email, you need to confirm that the windows on the side light are going to have an exterior and interior Muntin bar Muntins with a spacer bar in between. So
that's confirmed, though, right? You're going to do that?
As long as you can.
Yeah,
do
I mean, that's in that.
That's what that's what's required. So,
okay,
so
right.
Yeah. You know, it's again, this is, we're not trying to be, you
yeah,
know.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, this is such a prominent piece. You're going to literally, people are going to walk right by. Sometimes these doors are at the back end of an alley. You don't really get close to them. So
okay.
I think this is important. So, all right. So, yes.
The answer is yes, we will do
okay.
what you've asked.
So, do we want to try to
Absolutely.
Recapture this in a motion somehow?
Before you take your motion, I just ask one quick thing. I just want to make sure we know, because we've asked, this is the fourth time we've been, and I just want to make sure we know at this point what is approved and
we're going to
what's
tell
still
you.
Not approved, right?
We're going to tell you that. All right. So I guess, well, I'll say it. We'll start with 30 Melcher, and the rendering that you show here as option A is approved.
With railings.
The railings are given. They have to be there. But this is going to be in wood and not in any aluminum. But the kind of proportions that you show here are what we would want to see. And then the bottom panels, the detailing of those panels would resemble the detailing of the pedestrian door to the left of 30 Melcher. Would be recessed with some kind of, beveled surround.
Okay.
And that would be in green, and that would be, so that's good. For the, it would be four horizontal divisions, just as we've shown here. So, okay, so that takes care of that. And let's go to the next, just to recap that. On, what is it, 30?
Can we go to 40?
Okay. And so 40, we do the same thing here. We're going to take the original historic door and then basically manufacture three new doors that resemble this in as many ways as possible, but most importantly that you capture the styles on either side and then also a double style in the middle so that it feels and resembles the two vertical opening doors, even though they're not going to be. The bottom two panels that you show here would be three panels, but it would be no higher than it is, but instead of two, it would be divided visually into, or physically into three panels, and then the door opener would probably bisect then one of those panels.
Right.
And that's fine. We understand that that's what would have to happen. And then in terms of the division of the glass here, it looks like there's four, which you're doing, which would also be four here. This middle section probably would be beefier now.
Right.
So it would make the glass a little smaller, which would then come closer to that division. So I think that's, is that?
And wood?
And also all wood, yeah.
And all subject drawings approved.
Yes, and then the proviso would be, so we would do those with those provisos. If you can get that done, whenever your time frame is, and then show Mary. And she'll do a sign-off. You don't have to come in next month.
Is that a middle one? Is that twice as thick, as in like depth, or twice as a wide?
Okay, twice as wide.
It's essentially double
twice as wide.
Okay.
That you've got the frame exposure on the left. You have the same frame exposure left and right.
Yeah.
So you're double.
So it's like putting two doors together. Yeah. This is doors exact putting together. So you have this, and then double in the middle. It's like.
And just so I'm 100% clear, the knee walls that previously approved,
yeah.
Are you okay with those coming all the way out to be flush with the facade?
I thought they were going to be slightly pulled in.
Are they slightly pulled in?
You're talking about this,
the new walls, yeah.
This and this are recessed.
Yeah,
they are slightly
recessed. They're plain in the bottom of the door.
Yeah,
they're not out. They're not a step out.
Nor are they flush.
6 inches in, or
they should not be flush with this. Right. They should
they're recessed
set
just
back
a little bit so that it's pronounced, but not so far in that it makes a.
Yeah, because this should read as its own kind of entity, and then those get pushed back a little bit. Yes, and they're just it's just regular poured place concrete. I think is what we said is would be fine because it's a rustic enough look to be in keeping with everything. And then these, I think you're going to keep these metal vertical the corner pieces. I think that was being
correct.
Just clean them up or whatever needed to be done. But yeah, all right. So that's the motion.
Having said all that, I'll second that motion.
All right. So, and no public comment? No public comment. All right. So Commissioner Karoff.
Yes.
Spilage.
Yes.
Organium.
Yes.
Rohde.
Yes.
And Chair votes yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to be so happy that you did this.
I agree. And thank you very much.
Thanks for being patient.
Thank you.
Stay healthy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Make sure you sanitize those Q things. The what do you call them?
Thank you, Jim.
This is ping pong. Yeah, you got all the paddles.
Yeah.
So,
thank you guys.
Yep.
See you guys in Spin shortly.
Yep.
There you go.
So, question about administrative review.
Yes.
So, the applicants who did not show for 253 Melcher Street, that is to replaid doors the Melcher Street facade. You've already approved recladding similar doors at this property, so I'm wondering if you feel comfortable approving them administratively or if you would like to.
If they're not, if it's already a precedent.
Those are the nasty brass doors.
Oh, the ones that you have from the brass.
Brass doors, right?
Yes, the brass.
So they want to do it in
like
kind?
80s brass doors.
No, they want to replace it or reclad it with. These are them.
Yeah.
They want to reclad them to match.
Reclad it like, or just take them out and put new?
Just reclad.
They're going to put new metal over the metal?
Yeah.
Do they do that? Yeah. And then what is the recladding going to be?
So it's going to look like
the same color.
Yeah. The dark bronze.
Yeah, I think getting rid of the
brass. It's been approved previously at Lolita.
Yeah, all right. So I think you could do it administratively then if that's not that big a deal.
The other thing I would say is these things for the mechanicals on the roof. I mean, I think you should be able to just.
Okay,
do
if they're
that.
Not visible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The red hat probably could.
Except
or barely.
Found
or,
that they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one inch height difference really bothers me.
I mean, I'm very happy that these people feel the need to come before us still. You know, even Red Hat didn't need to come at all, but they chose to, so that was good.
Great.
All right, so then there was this last. Administrative thing was canceled. The advisory review was canceled.
Yeah, but we still have an administrative review.
Okay, so they'll come back.
What about 383 Congress?
Yeah, that's administrative.
That's that brass door.
No.
The advisory was the brass door. Okay.
No. The design review was the brass door.
The design review. Okay. All right. So these people have to come back to us. Okay. I get it. Sorry.
So we have to vote on the administrative.
Oh, I have to read the. Where are they? Where's the.
383 Congress.
Oh, here, down here. Okay. All right. This is the administrative review. It was approved by the staff, and our motion and vote would be to approve that. So this is application 20.834 at 383 Congress Street, and it's at the seasonal patio at the Boston Wharf Road facade. Replace stationary fabric wall panels with power-operated retractable panels. So the motion is to accept that application.
And then the 253 Summer Street brass doors.
Oh, and then, where are we at this?
And then 253 gets
okay. Yeah, and then as we will also approve as an administrative approval the application 20.854 253 Summer Street, otherwise known as 27 Melcher, and the proposed work is at the Melcher Street facade. Ground level reclad the paired entry doors to match the existing ones adjacent to or next to it.
Okay, so I'll move to accept that.
Both of those.
Both of those.
Okay. So, second.
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None.
All right. I was not able to get the February minutes compiled, but you have the subcommittee minutes.
You threatened that you weren't.
So the subcommittee.
You threatened that you weren't.
No, but so we have to approve the subcommittee.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I read through that. I think that was fine. So the motion would be to accept the subcommittee that was the ratification of the date was January 24, was that it?
Mm-hmm.
The January 24, 2020 subcommittee meeting on site at Melcher Street.
Move to accept.
Second?
Seconded.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
We vote 9 o'clock. Proposed adjournment. I'm trying to get nervous.
Oh.
Well, we dropped something off.
Out.
Oh, wow, we're not too bad. All right, so if there's nothing else, we have a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Aye.
All right.
Oh, here's our.
Thank you.